two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today's Monday, February 24th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, we have partly sunny skies and 32 degrees.
A crash on I-15 in Midvale. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. And it is money news. Investors are still on edge right now as the stock market continues to slump after a big drop following the opening bell. Chief market strategist J.J. Kinahan with TD Ameritrade says there is a lot of uncertainty right now.
It's a big unknown, and until we have more answers, what the market usually does is sell stocks and go to things like bonds and gold and volatility products in order to protect themselves.
The spread of the coronavirus and its impact on production in China is one of the big reasons for today's drop. And taking a look at the markets right now, the Dow is down by 967 points. It sits at 28,025. Eye on the Hill.
Eye on the Hill 2020.
One Utah lawmaker is proposing a total ban on vaping if other bills can't be coordinated to address the multiple issues ranging from health problems to kids vaping in school. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
The bill is being introduced by Representative Paul Ray, a Republican from Clearfield. According to Speaker Brad Wilson, anywhere between 12 to 15 different bills are being talked about right now. He says those are intended to address the issue, but without such a drastic move.
Create a little bit more structure in our public school systems, as well as penalties for those that distribute and use vaping products for THC and marijuana.
If made into law, Utah would become the first state in the country to issue an outright ban on vaping. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
One of the busiest prosecutors in the state has sharp words for the Utah Attorney General's office, saying the state is trying to limit his power to take innocent people out of prison. The argument is over a bill being discussed on Capitol Hill. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson spoke with the Salt Lake County DA. He joins us live now. Paul?
Maria, the argument is over a bill that would put into law the county DA's ability to overturn a wrong conviction. DA Sim Gill says that he can already do that with the implied power that his office has, and he's wondering why any lawmakers would be pushing back on that, or the AG's office for that matter.
And as public prosecutors, when we discover that, our ethical, moral, and legal responsibility is to put that innocent person free.
Officials with the Attorney General's office say they're not against the concept, but there is some language in the bill that they believe does need to be fixed. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A Grantsville teenager accused of killing his mother and three siblings is scheduled to appear in a Tooele courtroom next hour. C.J. Haney faces four counts of murder along with other charges. The 16-year-old is being charged as an adult in the case. The woman accused of strangling her two children to death in 2010 was back in court today. It looks as if the trial for Sun Chawarhola will start in January next year. Many delays have been because of mental health issues with Warhola. The new college basketball rankings are out, and BYU's men's team is now ranked as 17th best in the nation after a convincing win over Gonzaga Saturday night in Provo. After the game, senior Yoli Childs talked about what it was like playing in front of a sold-out crowd of nearly 20,000.
I'm so grateful to get to play with these seniors, to get to play with this team, and to get to experience something like that with the best fans in the country.
BYU has one more regular season game next week against Pepperdine before the start of the West Coast Conference Tournament in Vegas. And coming up at 12:15, we will go in-depth on the Cougars' rise in the polls with BYU insider Mitch Harper. Our top national stories this hour from ABC News. A memorial for NBA star Kobe Bryant is taking place right now out inside the Staples Center in Los Angeles. ABC's Jason Nathanson spoke to fans as they gathered before the service.
I still can't believe that he's gone. I keep expecting him to come back.
Danny came down here with a friend to remember Kobe Bryant. He shared his favorite Kobe memory.
In the playoffs versus the Phoenix Suns, when he threw it to overtime and then he hit the buzzer beater. I took my shirt off and started running around. It was insane.
Thousands are gathering here, many in purple and yellow number 24 jerseys, ready for what surely will be an emotional day. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A split verdict today in the Harvey Weinstein trial. The film producer was convicted on two counts, but acquitted on three others. New York District Attorney Cyrus Vance says the women who came forward to testify against the movie mogul are heroes.
I hope that survivors will see that in this justice system, prosecutors, judges, and juries will believe them, even when the facts are not simple, and even when the dynamics of the relationships between the survivors and the abuser are complicated.
Weinstein is now in jail awaiting sentencing on March 11th. Coming up on KSL, the incredible story of a Zamboni driver who got to live out his lifelong dream of being a hockey player in the NHL. And a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a crash on southbound I-15. It's about halfway between 72nd and 90th South on the left. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Countdown to Super Tuesday.
We're not going to throw out capitalism.
Let's put forward somebody who's actually a Democrat.
Updates every morning and every afternoon. Countdown to Super Tuesday on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Sometimes democracy is a birthright. Sometimes it is a gift. Today, it's a fight, and I'm asking you to stand and fight with me.
Michael Bloomberg on bringing our country back together.
This election is a referendum on the meaning of America. It is about what we will tell our children, what we did at this time. This election is about whether we recognize that all groups who have been marginalized, excluded, scapegoated, or far worse, rise and fall together. And that is our best hope, standing together, rejecting demagogues who try to seduce us by dividing us, and uniting behind the only shield that can protect us, our common values as American citizens and as God's children. That is what this election is about, and that is why I'm running, to repair the damage and to move our nation forward. Together, we will get it done.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story this half hour, and it is the stock market. Boy, fears over the coronavirus have caused a big plunge on the markets today. The Dow itself is down right now by 989 points. Stay with us throughout the day for the latest on this story. A 42-year-old Zamboni driver got the opportunity of a lifetime over the weekend when he was called on to be the emergency goalie for the Carolina Hurricanes. Not only did he get to live out his dream of playing in a professional game, but he was also credited with the team's win. ABC's Will Reeve has this incredible story.
The goaltender's down.
In the heat of a battle for a spot in the NHL playoffs, on Saturday, the Carolina Hurricanes were faced with a rare emergency. Both their starting and backup goalies got injured against the Toronto Maple Leafs, leaving them with one option. And no, not a player on the bench, but 42-year-old David Ayers, the emergency goalie who drives the Zamboni for the Maple Leafs minor league affiliate.
Just standing in the stands and
One goalie goes down, other goalie goes down, and that guy comes into the room and he says, put your gear on and put the rest of your gear on. It's time to go out there.
Still in shock, Ayers gears up and makes his NHL debut. Not many people, including apparently Hurricanes coach Rob Brind'Amour, had high expectations. After a rough start, giving up two quick goals, Ayers closed out the game with the performance of a lifetime.
Went in after the second period and talked to the guys, and they said, just enjoy it, get out there and make some saves, you're good.
Saving 8 of the 10 shots he faced from Toronto's high-powered offense. His new teammates showering him in celebration. Ayers set a record as the oldest goalie in league history to win his NHL debut. The story doesn't stop there. Ayers is also a kidney transplant survivor. The Hurricanes tweeting that they are now working with the overnight sensation in search of a kidney foundation to donate proceeds from the sale of T-shirts bearing his name. But for the Zamboni driver, Saturday night was his own miracle on ice.
They showered me with all the water and all this stuff when I got into the change room. They were jumping around and they were super pumped up.
The emergency contract that Ayers signed to play in the game was for a grand total of $0. It was basically a tryout contract he had to sign to get on the ice. Hurricanes players, though, reportedly chipped in to help him out and to congratulate him. And he is going to be part of the Hurricanes pregame ceremony tomorrow night.
Gotta love that story. KSL News Time 12:09. Let's get you up to date on traffic and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. It looks like they've been able to clean up this crash on southbound I-15 prior to 90th South. It was on the left going from Midvale into Sandy. Really didn't cause any kind of backups, but definitely something to watch for. In Weber County, we have a crash northbound Highway 89 at the I-84 junction. That is out of traffic on the right shoulder. As far as the main flow of your Valley freeways, we have good speeds and no other problems reported at this time. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. The latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Can't rule out a few isolated snow showers, but plenty of sunshine, and we're cooler up to 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 32 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And taking a quick peek at the markets. Boy, it's just been a rough ride all day. Right now, the Dow is down by 1,006 points. We'll continue to keep you up to date right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit alversusagent.com. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
There are good numbers.
A 1600 on my SAT.
There are bad numbers.
We're looking at about a 2-hour flight delay.
And if your business doesn't have the right HR solution, it's easy to see people as numbers. Thankfully, there's Insperity. With Insperity, your employees can have access to more competitive benefits, and you can streamline your payroll process, retain top talent, and more. So instead of feeling like a number, your employees will always be at their best. Learn more at Insperity.com. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Hey, this is Nick Jonas reminding you to join me for the new season of The Voice. It is such an honor to be on the show. I mean, come on. I'll be coaching with Kelly Clarkson. She won back-to-back. And John Legend, he won his first time out. And nobody's won more than Blake. There's so much I can learn from all of them. Hopefully they won't take it too hard when they get owned by the new guy, though.
Don't miss the premiere of The Voice with new coach Nick Jonas, followed by the premiere of Little Big Shots with Melissa McCarthy, tonight on NBC.
Then at 10, the story you'll only see on KSL 5.
Used cars. You think you bought a sweet ride, but you actually bought a lemon.
Head rebuild, valve job, timing belt.
See why your used car protections can fall flat.
Angry, hurt, betrayed. I don't trust them anymore.
KSL investigator Matt Gephardt shows you how to protect yourself when the law won't.
Lemon law. I wish Utah had one.
Don't get stuck with a clunker. Live and streaming tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Your bestie has been texting you nonstop. You've been invited to a celebrity pool party and petting zoo. She's not sure what it is exactly, but it sounds really cool. So while she's taking selfies with your favorite reality TV star and alpacas, you're at home organizing your spice rack because you never got any of her texts, because you broke your phone again. You should have had power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union with up to $1,000 mobile phone coverage. Now she's posting selfies with alpacas. Hashtag snuggle buddy. And you're at home covered in coriander. Achoo! Never miss out again. Get power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union. You can't do today without it. Insured by NCUA. Restrictions and limitations apply. Coverage is provided by NXG Strategies, LLC, and administered by Worth App Group. Up to $500 per claim twice per 12-month period. Visit ssfcu.org/protect.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Well, Speaker Brad Wilson says anywhere between 12 to 15 different bills are being discussed right now that address vaping. That includes one that would issue an outright state ban. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochek.
Second, BYU now has the 17th ranked college men's basketball team in the country. The Cougars have one more regular season game after knocking off Gonzaga on Saturday. Third is look at your noontime drive sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Here's Ricky Meese.
Getting word from UDOT that utility work could be affecting traffic. This is southbound Redwood Road, 3500 South, blocking a right lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny sunshine, a few stray showers in 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Thacker. Major hit to your 401k today as fears of coronavirus have infected Wall Street. The Dow down 948 points. That's off the low of being down over 1,000 points for a time today. Investors concerned about losing containment of the COVID-19 coronavirus with new outbreaks in Italy and South Korea. J.J. Kinahan, TD Ameritrade.
The price of these stocks have to come down because this quarter particularly, it seems many companies, you know, it started with travel, leisure, and it's spreading to things like technology and chip makers because there just may not be the demand that people thought there would be before the coronavirus started.
The verdict is in. Harvey Weinstein today convicted of third-degree rape and criminal sexual assault. The Manhattan jury found the disgraced Hollywood mogul not guilty of the most serious charge, predatory sexual assault, which could have resulted in a life sentence. New York District Attorney Cyrus Vance.
It is not the top counts in the indictment, but by no means am I disappointed with the jury's unanimous statement that Harvey Weinstein is guilty of sexual assault and rape.
Bail for Weinstein denied. Sentencing is set for March 11th. He faces 5 to 25 years in prison. Right now, fans sharing memories of Kobe Bryant at a memorial for him and his daughter underway at the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles.
Dave drove 300 miles from Northern California to pay his respects.
Kobe fan all my life since freshman in high school, so.
He's one of the fans who scored a ticket to the celebration of life, and inside he expects
lots of emotions, but people happy and at least getting a chance to say goodbye in some kind of formal way.
The program's scheduled for 2 hours, but it'll likely go longer. Still no word on who might speak or perform. Jason Athens in ABC News, Los Angeles.
In India, President Trump and the First Lady visiting the Taj Mahal after appearing at the largest rally of his presidency, a joint appearance with that country's Prime Minister Modi. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The BYU men's basketball team is now ranked 17th in the nation following their win over Gonzaga Saturday night. Joining us live is the co-host of Cougar Sports Saturday, Mitch Harper. Mitch, thanks for being with us today. Do you think the Cougars ranking at 17 is the right spot considering their record so far?
You know, I honestly think they should have been a little bit higher. I mean, they just took down the number two team in the country a week ago who just dropped to number three. They didn't drop much. I think BYU should have probably been in the top 15, but the thing is that BYU's got their highest ranking in 9 years, so there's not much to really complain about. BYU's in a good spot right now.
Okay, so how does this ranking impact their shot at the NCAA tournament and their seed?
You know, I think that BYU, it helps them a ton because it gives them a lot of respect nationally that they're one of the, you know, maybe elite teams that could maybe make a run in the NCAA tournament. Right now, BYU is projected to be around a sixth seed in the NCAA tournament. That's a positive thing because if you want to advance in the NCAA tournament in March, you got to have one of those higher seeds. So a sixth seed is a pretty good spot for the Cougars.
All right. So there's talk of the coach, Mark Pope, being a hot commodity after this season due to the success. So what are your thoughts on that topic?
Yeah, Mark Pope is someone that has a ton of energy. He's a relentless guy. I mean, he over the weekend, he promised BYU students, had they won against Gonzaga, he would take him out to dinner that night. He did that. He took him out to Cubby's restaurant and spent $1,800 on BYU students. He brings a lot of energy. And he's someone that played at at Kentucky back in the day. So he's someone that's got that big program potential. I think that BYU's got to show a strong commitment to him financially after this season, maybe extend him, because he's got to be the guy of the future for BYU, because he's definitely going to get a lot of attention from Power 5 programs in the future.
All right. Mitch, thanks so much for joining me today.
No problem.
Live is the co-host of Cougar Sports Saturday, Mitch Harper. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Here's the latest with Ricky Meese.
We have a natural gas leak in West Valley. It is affecting traffic. Redwood Road, 3500 South, the southbound right lane is closed to traffic. You can still get through the area. You just got to look ahead and prepare, but just a little bit of backup. It's not going to set you back too far. We have a new crash called out in Murray, 6400 South, 20th East. And crews are still on the scene of this crash in Davis-Weber County, right on the line as you go northbound Highway 89 at the I-84 junction. It's out of traffic on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days, see if we're going to see any warmer temperatures. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, the cold front came in and has definitely knocked our temperature down from yesterday. Breezy, lots of sunshine, temperatures at 39. There will still be some stray snow showers here and there, but for the most part, plenty of sunshine. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler with a high of 38, and then it warms up. Partly cloudy Friday up to 45, or rather Wednesday up to 45. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday. We're up to 51, and plenty of sunshine on Friday up to 56. Gets up to 58 on Saturday. A very warm day with partly cloudy skies, and then it cools again. Sunday, more showers in 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Well, the Dow is off to set a record, and it's not a good one. It's off by more than 1,000 points and heading for its second worst point drop ever. And that's all due to fears over the coronavirus. We'll go in-depth on your money news coming up at 12:25. Stay with us. KSL News Time, 12:21.
It's hard to believe 2020 is already here. Where does time go? With a new year and start upon us, I'm going to challenge you to place one more priority on your list. What would you give for a fresh set of eyeballs? I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and my request is simple. If you're working with another financial advisor, give us the opportunity to provide you a fresh set of eyeballs. You already see the value a financial advisor can bring, so you're the type of client we enjoy working with the most. However, not all advisors are the same. Our advisors are not just financial advisors, they're fiduciary advisors. We have hearts of teachers and are a vetted Dave Ramsey provester and will always place your best interests first. And that's exactly why most of our clients come from other financial advisors. For a fresh set of eyeballs, call us today, 801-899-7600, or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Utah State University Online has been changing lives by degrees for 25 years. Whether you've been out of the workforce and need an effective way back in, you don't like your current job and want a fulfilling career, or you're looking for career advancement, a USU degree will get you there. Earn an associate, bachelor's, or master's degree 100% online from USU Online, ranked first in Utah online degree programs by U.S. News and World Report. Visit online.usu.edu.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
The RV season is almost here, when you can take your RV and escape from all the distractions and demands on your family to reclaim, reconnect, and recharge. Now is the best time to find your RV for the summer. And Access RVs, too low for the show pricing, continues on hundreds of RVs in stock. That means you get lower than show pricing on every travel trailer, toy hauler, fifth wheel, motorhome, and truck camper on the lot. Like new travel trailers starting at $11,998, ultralight toy haulers from $18,600, and new fifth wheels from $29,900. Don't miss our excellent selection of nearly new certified motorhomes at some of the lowest prices in the U.S. For sales, service, or rentals, we're your access to the open road. Located at exit 27 on I-215 in North Salt Lake. We'll see you in 20 minutes or online at accessrv.com.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins me now. Lee, what's coming up on the show?
We're going to cover a lot of ground on the program today. As you well know, coronavirus has spread well beyond mainland China. It's taking a toll on South Korea, on Italy, and on the economy around the world. We'll be joined today on the program by Miles Hansen from the World Trade Center here in Utah. He's going to help us understand what's happening around the world, and more importantly for you and me, what's happening here in the state of Utah. Later on, we're also going to talk to a friend of mine. He's a farmer, and he, over the weekend, discovered that one of his cows had been shot dead, leaving a calf orphaned. He's offering some money in return for some information leading to the arrest of the person responsible. We'll get that full story on today's program.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35 right here on KSL. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25. It's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Researchers at Slick Deals have been charting airline ticket prices, and they say January is the cheapest month to buy your tickets. If you don't buy in January, they also say Tuesdays and Wednesdays traditionally offer the best deals. KSL Drives. Gas prices across the country are holding relatively steady. The national average is just above $2.53 per gallon. Krispy Kreme says it's going to start offering delivery at 350 of its stores around the country. To get hot donuts delivered, you'll have to live within 10 miles of the store and pay a $5 delivery fee. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow making a bit of an improvement over the past few minutes. It's down now by 969 points. It sits at 28,023. S&P 500, though, down by 114. And the NASDAQ, it's off by 344 points. Burger King has introduced a hamburger in New Zealand that doesn't have any burger patty at all. Instead, French fries are stuffed between the bun and a spread of mayo and ketchup. Wendy's Twitter account pounced on the promotion, saying anything is better on a bun than burger than beef. And taking a look at stay with us. Coming up next, Ricky Meese has been telling us about the trouble spots in your drive. We'll get another look. KSL News Time, 12:26.
Honoring Vietnam veterans is at the heart of our mission every day at the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System. We know your many sacrifices. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Rocky Mountain Network. In this week's Upholding Valor, exposure to Agent Orange and the presumptive illnesses associated with that exposure, Hodgkin's disease, prostate cancer, diabetes, ischemic heart disease, and others are known illnesses related to Agent Orange exposure. To learn more from other veterans and VA experts, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to KSL360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/upholdingvalor to learn more. It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle. A Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
You don't need to be an expert to recognize the truth. Utah is experiencing an epidemic of depression, suicide, and prescription opioid misuse. But there's hope. All of us can take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed up with Intermountain Healthcare to bring you hope and help you fight. Listen Sundays at 11 a.m. or on demand at the KSL News Radio app, because a healthy mind matters. Boy, if you have not checked out our brand new newsletter with all the day's top stories, you're going to want to check it out. It's pretty easy to do. All you have to do is text us right now at the Utah Community Credit Union text line. All you text is the word inbox, and you'll be signed up. KSL News Time, 12:29. Let's get a look at traffic and weather. It's sponsored by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
No delays on any of your valley freeways. That does include I-15 either direction between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. We have had an accident called out 6400 South 20th East. And utility work in West Valley blocking a right lane of traffic. This is southbound Redwood Road at 3500 South. King and Country with Company featuring Echo Smith and Dave Barnes are coming to the Sandy Amphitheater Saturday, August 1st. For tickets, visit eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Plenty of sunshine today. It's cool, though. North breeze a lot cooler than it was yesterday. Our high today right around 39. We'll still see a few isolated snow showers here and there. Lots of sun tomorrow and 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and a few clouds and 37 degrees. KSL's top local story this half hour. One Utah lawmaker is proposing a total ban on vaping if other bills can't be coordinated to address the issue. Speaker Brad Wilson thinks the proposed legislation is indicative of everyone's frustrations on Capitol Hill.
I do think that it is very reflective of how frustrated policymakers are with all the problems that vaping is causing.
The bill is being introduced by Representative Paul Ray, a Republican from Clearfield. If made into law, Utah would become the first state in the country to issue an outright ban on vaping.
Countdown to Super Tuesday. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
Excuse me. We continue to closely watch the Democratic primary race as the candidates work toward Super Tuesday. Candidate Amy Klobuchar just spent $4.2 million to run ads in Super Tuesday states. Her campaign says she's the best option to attract independent voters if they want to defeat President Trump. Bernie Sanders is currently considered the front runner after his win in the Nevada caucus. Intermountain Healthcare is expanding its cuddling program. This is where volunteers go into the NICU to hold babies when their parents can't be there. Anne Marie Savage with Intermountain says the social intended interaction makes a difference.
There's a whole list of how it improves stability for the newborn. It helps control heart rate and temperature. We see things with pain tolerance. Babies sleep better.
And she says parents feel better knowing their baby is being loved. Volunteers must pass a rigorous background test and have all of their immunizations. And taking a look at your money at this moment, what a rough day for the markets. The Dow is currently down by 908 points. It's headed for its second worst point drop ever. S&P 500 down by 111, and the NASDAQ is off by 324 points. Coming up, we'll update your traffic and weather, see if it's going to warm up a bit. KSL News Time, 12:32.
It's so critical to get news these days that's unbiased and fair.
Try us out. Tim and Amanda in the morning.
Jeff Kaplan when you drive home. On KSL News Radio.
It's a season that taxpayers love to hate. Whether you're anticipating a